Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 982. How to Lose Weight and Keep It Off with 7 Steps, Part 2, by Sirdar Tunjala of NerdGettingFit.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. Now, today's post is Part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 981. But if you're all caught up, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short because I want to hear part two and help you continue optimizing your life. How to Lose Weight and Keep It Off with 7 Steps, Part 2, by Sirdar Tunjala of NerdGettingFit.com. 4. Move with purpose. Technology brought many conveniences to our lives. In modern times, I can commute to work, pay my bills, do grocery shopping, talk to family and friends, get food, and play games without leaving my house. There are days I take less than 2,000 steps. The human body is not designed for this kind of sedentary lifestyle. That is why you need to be vigilant when it comes to moving. Park your car as far away as possible, take the stairs, walk to your coworker's desk instead of emailing when you're back in the office, of course. Carry your groceries out instead of wheeling them in the cart. You need to take every opportunity to move more, particularly when we're in these quarantine times. Sometimes it helps us to use a step challenge. Most of us use smartwatches these days, and they all come with a fitness tracker. Challenge yourself to take 10,000 steps every day. If you find yourself falling short in the evening, go for a walk after dinner. The most significant difference between naturally lean and naturally overweight people may be how much they move, not how much they eat or their metabolism. The population's basal metabolism doesn't vary much. However, NEAT, or non-exercise activity thermogenesis, can vary by hundreds, even thousands of calories. This is the number of calories you burn through activity that is not considered exercise. 5. Plan for slip-ups, how to lose weight and live your life. When our quarantine has been lifted, you're going to attend weddings, birthday parties, you're going to go on vacation, experience holidays with groups and other celebrations. These things will happen. You don't need to avoid these things to lose weight or stay fit. You just need to plan for them. If you have a dinner event where you know you're going to overeat, prepare for it by eating less throughout the day. When I have a big dinner coming up, I just get my 25 to 30 grams of protein 3 to 4 times throughout the day with minimal calories from carbs and fat. This way, I enjoy my dinner without any restriction and without going over my calories. Sometimes you can end up going over your calories, but it's not the end of the world. You didn't ruin your progress. Just move on. 6. Set small goals and celebrate your achievements. Who wants to be on a diet forever? We all want to reach our goal as soon as possible and be done with dieting. However, this usually causes problems. We either get on a very aggressive diet and be miserable, or be disappointed with slow results. Either way, we bounce back and get on a diet roller coaster. Instead, the best thing to do is set small, short-term goals, achieve them quickly, enjoy our success, rinse, and repeat. A healthy weight loss diet should last anywhere between 8 to 12 weeks, This is enough time to lose a meaningful amount of weight without experiencing the side effects of weight loss, such as lethargy, food cravings, and mental exhaustion. You can lose 5 to 10% of your weight in this time frame. For example, if you weigh 200 pounds and your ultimate goal weight is 150 pounds, don't set a goal to lose 50 pounds. It will take you too long to lose those 50 pounds, and you won't be able to keep your focus on your goal for that long. Instead, set a goal to lose 10 pounds. Lose the 10 pounds in 8 to 12 weeks, celebrate your success, enjoy your new lower weight for a few weeks, and start again. This way, you will see yourself as a successful person who keeps achieving their goals and reach your ultimate goal in 5 cycles. Who knows? Maybe you will find yourself more comfortable, attractive, and happy at a higher weight than 150 pounds. When I first started losing weight when I was 230 pounds, my goal weight was 180 pounds. As I slimmed down to 183 pounds, I realized that I was the happiest at 190 pounds. And 7, turn exercise into play. Exercise is healthy at every size. Its health benefits are much more than just weight loss. In fact, exercise is not a very good tool for weight loss. However, it is an excellent tool to maintain weight loss. According to the National Weight Control Registry, 90% of people who successfully lost weight and kept it off exercise on average about 1 hour per day. If you are not exercising regularly, 1 hour per day may seem like a lot. However, if you ask the people who exercise regularly, most of them will tell you that they look forward to their exercise. It's because they enjoy it. That way, it's sustainable. My wife gets excited to go to her Orange Theory class every day. She genuinely gets upset if she can't make it to a class. I, on the other hand, don't like to get on a treadmill and run, but I look forward to playing pickup soccer. The Orange Theory class for my wife and pickup soccer for me is not exercising. It's playtime for us. I often get asked, what is the best form of exercise for weight loss? My answer is, whatever exercise you enjoy doing. Instead of finding the best exercise program, try out different things. Most group exercise gyms offer free classes or deeply discounted month-long trials. When this whole quarantine thing is lifted, think about going to a group exercise gym. They often offer free classes or deeply discounted month-long trials. You can also join a pickup game of whatever sport you enjoy playing. Maybe a dancing class will be your favorite exercise. Right now, many gyms are offering remote classes for a small fee that you can do in your own home while this whole quarantine thing is going on. Whatever it is, find it and enjoy your time exercising. By following these 7 steps, you will notice pounds melt off your body and staying fit will be effortless. Instead of following restrictive diets only to gain the weight back, enjoy your journey to a slimmer body forever. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, How to Lose Weight and Keep It Off with 7 Steps by Sirdar Tunjala of nerdgettingfit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to talk more about this idea of metabolism that Sirdar introduced under Section 4, Move with Purpose. This is because there are so many misconceptions about what the word metabolism really means. Metabolism refers to how many calories we burn in one day. Now, the number of calories we burn each day is due to a number of factors. Our current body weight affects it, how often we move, what we eat, all of these things play a role with regards to how many calories we burn each day. I've had patients tell me they can't lose weight because their metabolisms are naturally slow. Well, when we look at the data, it turns out that only about 1-2% of the US adult population has a quote-unquote slow metabolism. And usually this is due to an underlying condition like hypothyroidism. So weight gain and weight loss may not be due to a slow or fast metabolism. Instead, as Sirdar mentioned, it may be about how often we move and how much we eat. These are the two parts of our metabolism that we can immediately control. So, if we can move more and eat less, we are changing our metabolisms. And I'll tell you a little secret. As part of your Move More sessions, if you can incorporate some strength training and make your muscles bigger, it may help you burn even more calories all the time. That's because muscle is active tissue. It naturally burns calories. So the more muscles you have, potentially, the more calories you burn, even if you're just sitting and watching TV, even while you're sleeping. But if right now strength training or resistance training isn't really all that appealing, think about incorporating some high-intensity interval training into your routine. Since we're all quarantined at the moment, you may be working out at home. And so let's say while you're watching TV, you're just kind of walking in place. Instead of just walking in place for 30 to 45 minutes while you finish your show, jog in place for 30 seconds, and then go back to walking in place. And then repeat every 5 minutes or so, you jog for another 30 seconds, or do some invisible jump rope where you just hop up and down for 10 or 15 seconds. What we're finding is when you incorporate some of these higher intensity types of training, it can actually help you burn more calories throughout the day, even after you're done exercising. Sometimes you'll hear that called the afterburn effect. So the good news is, there are a lot of ways you can change your metabolism. You just got to get a little creative sometimes. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Hope you're staying safe and healthy. And I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.